Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, June 5th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of leadership and management news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Second Avenue Capital Partners announces leadership promotions, founding team expands roles. Second Avenue Capital Partners, the specialty finance affiliate of SB 360 Holdings, announced a leadership transition with Chris O'Connor retiring as president effective May 31, 2025. Founding members Michael Sullivan, Mark Gallivan, and Andrew Prunier have been promoted to new leadership roles. Aaron Miller, president of SB 360 Holdings, will oversee all verticals. These leaders have been instrumental in shaping SASP into a leading provider of capital solutions. The team brings expertise in lending, underwriting, and relationship management. Chris O'Connor expressed confidence in the new leadership team, stating that the firm's future is in excellent hands. SACP remains committed to partnership-driven lending and creative capital solutions for middle-market borrowers in the retail and consumer products industry.
One Rock Capital Partners appoints Pau Clement as operating partner. One Rock Capital Partners, LLC, has appointed Pau Clement as an operating partner. With over 20 years of experience in supply chain optimization for consumer and industrial businesses, Mr. Clement joins the team to drive positive change. Previously serving as the Chief Supply Chain Officer of GPD Companies, a One Rock portfolio company, he brings a wealth of knowledge from executive roles at companies like PepsiCo Europe and AkzoNobel. One Rock managing partner, Tony W. Lee, praises Mr. Clement's experience and looks forward to collaborating on future opportunities. Mr. Clement is excited to contribute to improving portfolio company supply chains and creating value for investors. One Rock's strategy includes a team of 30 operating partners who work to enhance businesses and drive long-term value.
Blink Charging names Michael Berkovich Chief Financial Officer. Blink Charging Co. has appointed Michael Berkovich as its new Chief Financial Officer effective June 23rd. Berkovich brings over 20 years of experience in finance leadership roles, successfully raising over $250 million in capital. He will be responsible for overseeing global financial operations, treasury, and tax. Berkovich's appointment follows the departure of the previous CFO, Michael Rama, who is pursuing new opportunities. In the interim, Robert Strauss from FTI Consulting will serve as the interim CFO. Berkovich expressed excitement about joining Blink and looks forward to contributing to the company's success in introducing new EV charging and energy management solutions. Build Group appoints Brian Davey to president of Signature Interiors. Build Group, a leading general contractor, announced Brian Davey as president of Build Group Signature Interiors, focusing on high-end tenant improvement projects. With over two decades at Build Group, Brian brings operational depth and pre-construction expertise to his new role. Leading Signature Interiors into its next phase of growth, Brian will focus on delivering premium interior spaces for luxury retail, boutique hospitality, wellness, education, and workplaces. Under Brian's leadership, Signature Interiors aims to set a new standard in high-end interiors, redefining how spaces are built and experienced nationwide. For more information, contact interiors at buildgc.com. Build Group is known for its craftsmanship, flexibility, and design sensibility, consistently delivering exceptional projects. Orca Bio appoints Steve Gavel as Chief Commercial Officer. Orca Bio, a late-stage biotechnology company, has appointed Steve Gavel as Chief Commercial Officer to support the advancement of its lead investigational allogeneic T-cell immunotherapy, Orca-T. Gavel, with over 30 years of experience in biotechnology and pharmaceutical sectors, brings expertise in commercialization of cell and gene therapies, Prior to joining Orca Bio, Gavel served as senior vice president at Legend Biotech, leading global cell therapy commercial development. In addition to Gavel, Orca Bio has added senior leaders with cell therapy experience to oversee market access, commercial operations, and medical affairs. Allison Frisby has joined as senior vice president legal, bringing experience from Kronos Bio, Jazz Pharmaceuticals, and Bristol Myers Squibb. Orca Bio is dedicated to transforming the lives of patients through high-precision cell therapy. Vestian appoints Jason Wuchiski as national lead for retail group. Vestian, a global real estate advisory firm, has appointed Jason Wuchiski as national lead for the company's retail group. In his new role, Wuchiski will oversee Vestian's retail service offerings across the United States, developing the firm's national retail strategy and expanding client relationships. With over 20 years of experience in the retail real estate sector, Wuchiski brings a wealth of knowledge to the position. His track record of success in managing retail brokerage teams and developing growth plans for national brands will be instrumental as Vestian expands its retail services nationwide. Wuchiski, previously the Northeast retail lead for the company, will continue to be based in Vestian's Northeast office while taking on his new national responsibilities.
InRule Technology appoints Jeff Prosis as Chief Artificial Intelligence Officer. InRule Technology has appointed Jeff Prosis as Chief Artificial Intelligence Officer. Prosis, a renowned engineer and AI evangelist, will lead InRule's enterprise-wide AI strategy and champion the integration of artificial intelligence across the company's product vision. With his deep technical expertise and global influence, Prosis aims to make cutting-edge AI practical and accessible. He will drive applied AI innovation, focusing on scalable, explainable, and ethically grounded solutions. InRule CEO Charles Snellgrove believes Prosis's leadership will help customers achieve better outcomes through meaningful AI innovation. Prosis is excited to join a team that understands the promise and responsibility of AI, shaping a future where customer-aligned AI delivers transformative business value. Learn more about InRule Technology at w.inrule.com.
Translogic promotes Jeff Huntington to VP of Engineering for North America. Translogic, a Swisslog healthcare company, has promoted Jeff Huntington to Vice President of Engineering for North America. In his new role, Huntington will oversee software development, mechatronics, and the system design and sustaining engineering support teams for Translogic products. Huntington aims to develop transport automation solutions that set new industry standards for efficiency, reliability, and security. His leadership has already led to significant advancements in technology and security standards at Swisslog Healthcare. With his technical expertise and commitment to innovation, Huntington is poised to guide the organization towards even greater success in his new role. Preferred Employers Insurance, a Berkeley company, appoints Peter Hong as AVP. Preferred Employers Insurance, a Berkeley company, has appointed Peter Hong as the new Assistant Vice President of Programs and Distribution Operations. With over 20 years of experience in overseeing broker territories and managing distribution teams, Peter brings a wealth of expertise in various areas. In his new role, Peter will lead the development and execution of Preferred's distribution strategy for programs, collaborating closely with underwriting, marketing, broker, and association partners to drive growth. Peter's track record in scaling operations and enhancing distribution performance will be crucial as Preferred continues to evolve its programs and expand its reach across California. President S. Akbar Khan stated that Peter's leadership will help serve more California employers and ensure top-notch care for injured employees, aligning with the company's mission of being California's preferred workers' compensation solution.
Digimarc appoints Carl Quinn as Chief Operating Officer. Digimarc, a global leader in digital watermarking, has promoted Carl Quinn to Chief Operating Officer, COO. Carl's appointment reflects Digimarc's commitment to accelerating its business transformation and building long-term shareholder value through operational excellence. With over a decade of executive leadership experience, Carl brings deep expertise in go-to-market strategy, customer value, human capital, and large-scale transformation. Prior to Digimarc, she led customer engagement initiatives at Citrix and drove growth at SAP SuccessFactors. CEO Riley McCormack praises Carl's ability to connect vision to execution, making Digimarc a leaner, more agile enterprise. As COO, Carl will continue to build scalable systems and operational rigor to deliver on Digimarc's long-term strategy.
Kenny Denton joins Diversa's leadership bench as partner. Diversa announces the promotion of Kenny Denton to partner, recognizing his talent strategy expertise. With a track record of scaling tech companies like OpenAI and Brex, Kenny has built successful leadership teams driving results in sales and marketing. CEO Paul Diversa praises Kenny's ability to deliver the right talent at the right time, key to high-growth success. Diversa, a premier executive search firm, focuses on material impact executives for growth and venture-backed companies, with a global presence spanning 2 continents and 8 offices. Learn more at diversapartners.com.
Ocean Power Technologies appoints Jason Weed as SVP Commercial Sales. Ocean Power Technologies, Inc. announced the appointment of Jason Weed as Senior Vice President Commercial Sales. Mr. Weed, a retired U.S. Navy captain, brings over 15 years of executive-level experience in maritime and technology-focused organizations. His leadership roles include Commodore of the Navy's first uncrewed undersea vehicle squadron and Director of Maritime Operations for Commander Submarine Group TWO. OP President and CEO Philip Stratman expressed excitement about Weed joining the team, citing his defense leadership experience and strategic vision. Weed succeeds Matt Burdeny and was granted an award of 500,000 restricted share units and 150,000 restricted stock units under the Employment Inducement Incentive Award Plan. OPT provides intelligent maritime solutions for defense, oil and gas, science, research, and offshore wind markets, including AI-capable Meros and PowerBuoy platforms for clean energy and data communications. Jones Foster adds attorney Evan Sanchez to private wealth and corporate and tax teams. Jones Foster, a commercial and private client law firm based in Florida, has welcomed attorney Evan A. Sanchez to its private wealth, wills, trusts and estates, and corporate and tax teams. Mr. Sanchez, with a strong academic background, will be working out of the firm's West Palm Beach office. He will focus on tax planning, estate planning, and corporate law, helping clients with asset preservation and transfer strategies. With experience in private client services, Mr. Sanchez is poised to make valuable contributions to the firm. Jones Foster, founded in 1924, is known for delivering innovative legal solutions in various practice areas, including complex litigation, corporate and tax, and real estate. For more information, visit www.jonesfoster.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.